The Dalai Lama visited Vancouver last week to headline the Vancouver Peace Summit 2009, which was hosted by the Dalai Lama Center for Peace and Education. I was in the audience Tuesday for the Dalai Lama's last event in our city, entitled Women and Peace Building. The event was to highlight the importance of women in advancing peace. The summit included leaders who support women as primary agents of change. The audience was treated to a musical interlude before the Dalai Lama arrived. However, soon it became clear that the interlude would turn into a full-blown show, as the Dalai Lama was 45 minutes late for the summit. It turns out he was delayed because of his appearance at the Me Too We concert at GM Place, which brought together 16,000 student leaders. Musician Peter Buffett likened his extended set as the Monkees opening for the Beatles. Maria Shriver, the First Lady of California, and Jody Williams, Nobel Peace Prize laureate, finally walked on stage. Jody Williams decided to bring up the, quote, big elephant in the room, end quote, and took center stage to talk about Tibet. During the panel discussion, she left her seat empty on behalf of Tibet. When the Dalai Lama finally arrived, he entered a dialogue with Maria Shriver on compassion, poverty, and the role of females in peace. The Dalai Lama declared earlier in the summit that he was a feminist, much to the joy of the mostly female crowd. When asked if there would ever be a female Dalai Lama, he responded that, if a female Dalai Lama can be more effective, then why not? No problem. He also called for media reporting to be more balanced and focus equal attention on positive stories as it does on the negative ones. The following panel discussion included notable participants who had varied backgrounds in arts, politics, philanthropy, and education. They spoke on the childhood, beliefs in equality, and plans for local and global change. The consensus of the afternoon was that women cannot change the world or build peace if they're shut out of the meetings where such discussions are held. Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada, said that peace process discussions should be pressured to include women. Swanee Hunt, who is the founding director of the Women in Public Policy Program at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, asked why, when in talks over the peace agreement in the former Yugoslavia, she was the only woman in the room. Hunt recounted a story on why women were refused entry in peace negotiations in Africa. Tribal leaders felt that women are too compromising. Ila Bhatt, the founder of the Self-Employed Women's Association in India, believes that hunger and poverty are the biggest reasons for this gender discrepancy, while Fazil Hassan Abed, who is the chairman of BRAC, also known as the Bangladesh Rural Advancement Committee, believes a solution to gender inequality can be found by educating women and girls. Finally, Peter Buffett, who is an Emmy Award-winning musician and the co-chair of the Novo Foundation, likened the situation to making good investments and said women are, quote, undervalued, and if we invest in girls, someday the world will get around to recognize them, end quote. When the Dalai Lama was asked at the end of the panel, which also marked the end of the peace summit, what else he had to say, he lightheartedly remarked that, quote, I don't have much to say. Sometimes it seems repeat, 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 end quote.